Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Earlier this week, I said I thought Governor Scott Walker was making a needless tactical error by refusing to state his current position on gay marriage. It'd be one of two things. He's either changed his position and now and no longer opposes it, or he still opposes it, but realizes it can't, the fight is over. That's my position. Some of you felt I was making a mountain out of a molehill. No, I wasn't. In fact, Democrats in Wisconsin have been looking for the perfect hot-button emotional issue to distract from the fact that Scott Walker's policies are succeeding. A fellow talk show host, Charlie Sykes, when he was on a media panel with me at the Republican State Convention, thought it was going to be ultrasound requirement for abortions. I said minimum wage. That one is still in there. But at the moment, really, neither of us are right because it is gay marriage. And Governor Walker, while saying, you know, he supports J.B. Van Hollen challenging federal Judge Barbara Crabb's ruling striking down the constitutional ban on gay marriage in Wisconsin, he wouldn't say what his current position was. Now, bear in mind, Governor Walker's name, obviously, being talked about seriously, particularly by national talk show hosts, including Rush Limbaugh, as a 2016 presidential contender, got a Stephen Colbert skewering on this earlier this week. Here it is.
Gay people are winning this war, folks. At last count, gay marriages are now fully recognized in 19 states and the District of Columbia. So a warning to all those congressmen who share an apartment to help save money. You are teetering on the edge of a common law gay flophouse. And the latest state to get trampled by the gay pride parade, Wisconsin, where just 2 weeks ago, a federal judge overturned the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Not surprising. I mean, that whole state is literally a sausage fest. Thankfully, Wisconsin conservatives are fighting back.
Wedding bells will not be ringing just yet for same-sex couples in Wisconsin.
The same judge who just last week overturned the state's ban on same-sex marriage now says couples will have to wait while the state's attorney general appeals the ruling.
Yes, over 550 same-sex couples with marriage licenses are now stuck in legal limbo, which I believe is also the name of one of their bars. But it may be a losing fight, folks, because there are hints that Wisconsin governor and presidential hopeful Scott Walker is reconsidering his stance on same-sex marriage.
Governor Scott Walker, who has gone on record opposing same-sex marriage, says since the ban was lifted, his opinion on the issue no longer matters.
That really doesn't matter what I think now.
So are you rethinking your position on same-sex marriage?
No, I'm just not stating one at all.
Yes. He's just not stating one at all. And I believe we must all respect Walker's privacy at this difficult time to be against gay marriage. This is a personal matter between him and his pollster. It is none of the public's business what Walker decides in the privacy of his own governor's mansion. In fact, I too have felt the changing tides, and so tonight, in solidarity with Scott Walker, I, Stephen Colbert, am officially taking no stand on gay marriage. Where do I find the indifference? And yes, I may have said some pretty crisp things about it in the past, like about 90 seconds ago. But I've taken a hard look at public opinion, and I've decided to set the record straight or gay. It may or may not matter to me. The point is, I am passionate about my unwillingness to express or even say the words of my opinion. The point is, I'm here, they're queer, let's talk about something else.
That, the Stephen Colbert treatment of Scott Walker. Apparently, well, something got to Governor Walker. I don't know if it was that, but yesterday in Ashwaubenon in the Green Bay area, Governor Scott Walker affirmed his opposition to same-sex marriage Wednesday with some of his most direct comments on the issue since a federal judge ruled the state's ban unconstitutional. This from Adam Rodewald in the Green Bay paper. Walker told reporters following a campaign stop in Ashwaubenon that he supports the state's 2006 constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. He also said he doesn't believe same-sex marriage is a significant issue for voters and that his opponents are using it to distract from the economic policies people care about. Of course, he's right about that. But by refusing to restate or affirm his current position, he handed that distraction to them on a silver platter. He had to know that what I think doesn't matter wasn't going to carry to November. And that he did finally reaffirm that he continues to oppose same-sex marriage. I'm very glad he did that. But it shouldn't have come to that. I'm going to be honest. I think he's getting bad advice. I truly think that he is getting bad advice from some of those in his campaign. Well, just don't say how you feel right now. Just don't say it. It's okay. Just don't say it. Now, if you think I'm wrong for calling the governor out on this, well, no, you're just playing into liberal hands. No, quite frankly, Governor Walker was. The reason I played the Colbert thing, I'm going to be honest, because it's funny. You know why it's funny? Because he's right. As I said the other day, I can't rip Hillary Clinton. By the way, if anyone does want to disagree with me on this, Jason, we will take calls. I can't rip Hillary Clinton for doing the same damn thing on the Keystone XL pipeline and then turn around and say that, no, Scott Walker can just decide he's not going to state a public opinion. Now, here is the difference. Keystone XL pipeline is more directly related to someone who's running for president. I do agree with that. And yeah, this is really a non-issue or should be in this campaign. If it's a non-issue, then don't have a fear. And that's the thing. Scott Walker has a backbone. He's not afraid of these sort of things, which made it all the stranger. I am glad that he came out and definitively said this because it was indeed festering. I don't know if we're going to get to this straight ahead, but a third grader is being sued for bullying another kid. That's something we have to talk about at some point, isn't it? We'll talk about something in 3 minutes. I just haven't decided if it's that. It's 9:44.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.